Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are back, and Christian Garrett, co-host of Sports Talk, joins us. The Saints go to Gillette Stadium to take on the New England Patriots Sunday. Christian, welcome to the show.
Newell, how are you? I'm out on the porch enjoying this fantastic weather.
Absolutely. It's phenomenal, isn't it? This is the type of weather you want to go outside and see a football game, right?
Oh, yeah, this is football weather right here. A smidge colder would be better for football, but not much colder. I'm not talking about where I got to put a beanie cap on and keep my ears warm. Just a smidge, you know, cooler.
Well, Christian, almost like, I guess, the tale of two teams. We come out, we play the Green Bay Packers. I mean, we just manhandle them. We annihilate them. They come back, play a hell of a game this past weekend and win. We go to Carolina, and it's a whole different story. And Carolina keeps plugging along. They played last evening. They're now 3-0.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought the Panthers were, coming into the season, were about a year away from being contenders, and they've proven me wrong. They are here. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. They're a legit football team, and you come off 3-0, and look, I know they play the Jets, the Saints, and the Texans, and the Jets and the Texans are not very good. The Saints are somewhere in between. I said this to Dave when he was filling in for you, I think on Monday after the game, and week one I'm talking about, Newell, is you're never as good as you think you are after week one, and you're never as bad as you think you are after week one. And quite frankly, you don't start to see identities of a team, a football team in the NFL at least, until about weeks five or six. You know, the first four games, you know, keep in mind, the Saints in particular only played two preseason games this year. The league played three. And I think the landscape of the NFL is sometimes these first two or three games are a feeling out process. Understanding your players, knowing what they're capable of, what they can do, and what you can and cannot ask them to do. So I don't rush to judgment, even with the Saints at 1-1. I wouldn't rush to judgment if they were 0-2. They've started 0-2 before and made the postseason. So it's a marathon, not a sprint.
What can we expect this weekend? Another 1-1 team?
Yeah, look, first off, Mac Jones is as advertised coming out of Alabama. I mean, he's looked sharp. The numbers won't always be eye-popping with him early on, but defensively, as you know, Bill Belichick's a defensive mastermind. And, you know, defensively, they're giving up just 184 yards passing on average in two contests. So Jameis Winston hasn't even thrown for that many yards in a total game yet. So I think the passing game is going to be where you ultimately see the Saints try to establish, but at the same time, they're not going to get greedy and try to go after some big plays when they're not there. Jameis has to play this game with an abundance of caution. In other words, don't force anything. Take the check down. Take the ball out, you know, the throwaway out of bounds. And live to fight another down. Jameis has to do that this week. He did it against the Packers. He didn't do it so much last week against the Panthers. If he doesn't do it this week against the Patriots, they're going to feast all over the Saints' offense. And it's an offense that's coming off their worst game of the Sean Payton era. So I think if they can find a way to establish the running game, that's going to go a long way for Jameis Winston. In particular, you know Bill Belichick is going to take one aspect or one player away from you as a weapon, whether that's Alvin Kamara. I think you're going to see a lot more Taysom Hill in this game at quarterback and another number of areas where you could see him touch the football. They've got to get the football in his hands in this game in particular.
Is it – It occurred to me that that breakaway receiver that kind of draws a lot of attention that in the past opened things up for Kamara. They've been working in both games. They worked Kamara hard, the defense, that is. They were all over him. And obviously, their outlook is that if we can minimize Kamara, we're the better for it.
That's the central game plan, because there's not a Mike Thomas on the field. So Marquez Callaway hasn't done much. He had that great preseason game against Jacksonville, but he's been almost out of sight, out of mind the first 2 weeks of the season. Adam Trautman has been a disappointment, quite frankly, at tight end. That's why I think you're going to see more of Taysom Hill. I also think that this is the week the Saints should activate, or could activate, Kenny Stills, who's got some legitimate NFL experience, knows how to run routes, runs great routes, knows how to sit down in the zone and how to beat man coverage. I think you could see him potentially be active for Sunday's game. I think that they need something to take away from Alvin Kamara, because all their resources on defense, their opponent's resources, are devoted to Alvin Kamara, and he's the only weapon that really scares people in this Saints offense.
You know, even from a running perspective, almost as soon as the ball was handed off to him, he'd have to put a move on a defender that seemed to be right there in his face all the time.
Well, the offensive line had a bad game last week. I mean, Cesar Ruiz stepping in for Eric McCoy at center, and that looks like it's going to have to be the case this week as well. Andres Pete didn't play very well. But if you go back and watch that game and watch that tape, man, there were times where Cesar Ruiz didn't have anybody. He wasn't blocking anybody because of particular line stunts that they didn't slide protections one way or the other or switch one way or the other. And I think that was the big eye-opening thing last week. We were so spoiled for when Drew Brees was here because he handled the line calls and also the checks, audibles, et cetera. Now Jameis Winston's not at that level. He doesn't have a Ph.D. in this offense. He's got a graduate level, if that, in understanding this offense. So I think that's a big part of what we're seeing in terms of the struggles up front, because that's a lot to put on a human being, but Drew Brees could handle it.
Had a lot of injuries last week, had a lot of people out, plus the added pressure of the COVID restrictions. What do we anticipate this week?
Well, they're getting some of those coaches, four of them, return to practice this week. As far as the injuries, it looks good on Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He was upgraded to full participant in practice, but it doesn't look like Marcus Davenport. Certainly he's on injured reserve. They could recall him in 3 weeks. Eric McCoy is probably, in all likelihood, going to be out for this game. Tano Passanio was upgraded during the week to full practice, full participation. So they're going to get some players back, and four of the coaches are going to have Coach Curtis Johnson, the running backs coach Joel Thomas, and two others, one an offensive assistant, the other an assistant special teams guy. So they're going to get those guys back, and they're going to need them, quite frankly. They're going to need them. They're going to need all hands on deck to beat this Patriots team.
What do we have to do to do we want a low-scoring game, or do we want to get into a shootout with these guys?
No, you don't want to get into – well, look, it doesn't matter, because in weeks 16 and 17, nobody's going to punish you for beating the Patriots 10-9,
right.
7-3. Style points don't matter. But ideally, I get what you're driving at, though, is you want to possess the football. Therefore, keeping that Patriots offense off the field. And you want to put together some sustained drives, scoring drives, preferably touchdowns instead of field goals. I think that's why the running game is going to be vital this week. You don't want to get a shootout with any team. It's never good. It's flip of the coin whether you win those kind of games.
Right. And it was probably a poorly worded question, but I don't know enough about the Patriots as to what their real strengths are. On the offensive side. I mean, I understand the defense, but on the offensive side, what is going to be the biggest challenge for the Saints?
They're going to want to run the football, too. They're going to want to try to here's what – you know this, Newell. It's a copycat league, right? So if they have somebody that they feel like can mimic what Christian McCaffrey did for the Panthers, they're going to try to attack them that way. Just like defensively, they're going to send the same style of pressure that the Panthers piled up and brought to – Jameis Winston, because it clearly works. So it'll look different, Newell. Like, they won't do it the exact same way the Panthers will. With linebackers, they might bring safeties, or they might bring corners off the edge. And it's such a nickel defense anyway, across the board in the NFL. You're a nickel more than you're in your base defense. So it's going to be a lot of nickel, and it's going to be a lot of pressure from different areas. And they're going to say, well, you're going to see this look Jameis and the Saints offensive line. You're going to see this look until you prove you have answers for it.
Yeah. Your prediction?
First off, Newell, I'm bad at predictions on every level. I'm just honest. I don't like predictions, but I just think this is going to be a close game. I think that if the Saints are going to win this game, they're going to have to steal a possession. They're going to have to somehow enforce a turnover of their own, or there might be a trick perhaps that they could pull to gain an extra possession, perhaps a punt. I know this. If you turn the ball over against the Patriots, I don't care if it's just one time, you're almost guaranteed to lose, especially at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. They are outstanding there regardless. If the turnover differential is zero, they're outstanding under Bill Belichick at Gillette Stadium. And in particular, if you start turning the ball over against this team, good luck. You're going to get blown out.
No doubt.
I'll give you a prediction. I think the Patriots end up winning, though, Newell. I do. I think the Patriots end up beating the Saints.
Yeah, my feeling is they win by a field goal.
Yeah,
Patriots.
Well, that's a spread. Yeah. They're favored by three. So those odds makers in Vegas know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So,
Hey, go put some coin on it, man. You feel good about it. You're an odds maker now. You should set lines.
If I put coin on it, I promise you it'll go the exact opposite way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't gamble. I might place 3 to 4 bets on games a year, and that's college and pro. Yeah. Maybe that many.
Nah. I played a football pool for 13 years and never won a quarter. So, that's an indication of my luck.
Yeah, so. I like blackjack, but I don't like betting on games. I just don't do it. I like my money.
Well, we'll have fun nonetheless listening to Mike Haas and watching the game on Sunday, and we'll see what happens.
To it.
Absolutely. Christian Garrick, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it, my friend.
You bet, Sheriff. Thanks, man.
All right, we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.